that's where my understanding of it gets weak. And all right, so we've got serial data, USB serial data out, and then so there's got to be some sort of a somebody has had to have written some sort of a program that can understand that and encapsulate it in an IP packet. And, you know, so I mean, isn't that what the Cisco was doing? So they're just doing it with a Linux box now. Is that what I, you know, in my understanding of it, is that what's happening? Instead of having to have the Cisco do the, you know, wrapping that in an IP packet, it's all being handled by the Linux box?
Correct, but it's doing more, like the Cisco was just taking V.24 stun frame and sending it over stun. So raw in, raw out. This is doing, with the daemon they have, does, I think, more encoding and decoding of the voice frames and allowing the voice frames to take a different path. It's not just raw stun data over the internet, if that makes sense. With side of their control system, it's doing actual voice frames and back and forth. Similar to like the MMDVM host, how it sends the voice frames over, it's not sending the raw serial data.